Heroes on the Move.
Welcome to Millennials on the Move podcast. Now, this is different, but not so different from Millennials on the Move YouTube channel. So I'm gearing this towards career, business, success, all things lifestyle, right? And so instead of just getting the entrepreneurs that are doing the day-to-day, they're starting businesses, there are people out there that are doing great and innovative things, not so much in their own lane, but they're progressing in their careers. They're trying to figure out what certifications, what licenses they need to improve what they're already doing. And so I think that's very important to shed light on these people because it's not for everybody, right? Entrepreneurial journeys are very difficult and they take a lot of work. And sometimes you just don't have it at the moment. And sometimes it's just a goal that you foresee in the next 10 years. So for everybody out there who is aspiring to do more in their career, to move up the ladder, I hope that this podcast does amazing things for your inspiration and it ignites a fire in you to actually get up and do the things that you really want to do. Our guest today is Janal. And so he is a millennial that I've known for a very long time. I mean, every single thing that he is talented in, he has found a way to make money from it, right? So, you know, you think about all those people who like are good at credit, are good at taxes, are good at personal training. I mean, the list goes on. Janal, please take us down memory lane up until this point of exactly where you were then after you graduated with your bachelor's and where you are now.
Where do I start? You said right after I graduated?
Mm-hmm.
Should I give you my whole spiel about wanting to play football, go pro, and all of that too, or no?
Or you know what? Slide that in there. Go ahead. Do your thing.
Everybody wants to play in the NFL, but some people don't always have that opportunity. After realizing that I was not going pro, I have to figure out how to use these qualities that I have to make money for the rest of my life, right? Okay, so after college, I was still playing football, still pretty active. I had a gentleman approach me who said that, hey, listen, I think you could be really good selling insurance. And for me, I'm like, I'm not trying to sell insurance. What? Like, those people are annoying. they just want to rip you off. I don't think I have the qualities. So, long story short, he reached out to me again after I put in a claim. And he presented it to me again. And I'm like, listen, man. And at that time, I was doing security. He was like, listen, man, I think you really, really, really be good at this. I was like, okay, how much do you insurance people make? The guy he was training said that he made $1,200 his first week. I was like, $1,200 your first week?
So $1,200 in a week?
His first week. I was like, damn, that's more than I make. I mean, I'm not gonna say. so that alone just made me want to jump into the opportunity. And I'm not even gonna lie, I hit the ground running. My first week I made $2,500, and I was projected to make $100,000 that year. That year the hurricane happened, so it kind of slowed a lot of things down, but I made a good amount of money, almost $70,000 that first year. So I thought that was going to be my profession. I'm like, okay, I'm an insurance salesman. I'm out there. But in life, sometimes you hit these hurdles, and it's not always going to be smooth sailing, right?
Right.
The insurance industry opened up another line of work for me that I'm currently doing now as a public adjuster, which there's no cap. There's no cap on the amount of money that you can make as an adjuster. And it's not just for the money, but you definitely want to put yourself in a situation where you know that you're going to benefit for the rest of your life.
Right.
Help yourself. Help yourself and help your family.
Right.
And not to mention that I started a workout.
Don't you quote that.
I started training people just to make some extra money on the side. Like when you look like me, when you have these guns, people want to know what you do or know what you did to get them. And it's pretty easy to sell a product when you are
the product.
And even now, people reach out to me today, like, "Hey, listen, hey, you still train? No, I just work out. I mean, for me, so I can stay in shape, so I can be healthy. But occasionally, if the price is right, I will train you. Yes. And I think that's about it. Oh, taxes. And for four months out of the year, we have a tax office that's not too far from here, 44.
And 66. a buddy of mine
and I, Tabari Smotherman. I was about to call him his nickname. I'm sorry, we're gonna be professional here, right?
Professional. Okay.
We're gonna be professional. We have a tax office off of University and 44th, 4466 North University Drive. Come get your taxes done. We're giving away $50. Oh, I'm sorry. Do your thing. Okay, cool. We're giving away $50 for just filing your taxes with us. Not to mention, this is not like an upfront it's not an advance. This is just giving you $50 because you're doing your taxes with us. Not to mention the other thrills that we're gonna have for the rest of the year.
Right.
We opened up a tax office, and it's been about 2 years since we officially had the office. You know, when you sometimes you gotta start small.
Right.
I remember doing your taxes at my house.
Right.
And now today we have an office on 44th. So what else can I say about that?
So if you guys didn't catch that, he's been doing in-home taxes for some time now. In your life, you know, you've reached certain points, and I'm sure you haven't done it all alone. So can you shout out some of your mentors that have influenced you along the way?
Oh, for sure. The first being Alvaro Planchard. Alvaro, he is a 50-year-old Venezuelan. And I like to call him Papa sometimes, man. He's my guy. We have that relationship. He actually brought me into the insurance field, got me started with Combined Insurance, and later on I moved on. But he's somebody I still reach out to today for advice. He's just a good person overall, genuine, really genuine. And the same goes, with Wale Dada. He owns a gym at Takeover Fitness. Downtown Fort Lauderdale. He's a really good mentor of mine as well. I've known him for maybe about 6 or 7 years, and he's guided me along the way, for sure.
So it's safe to say we all need mentors.
Very, very safe. Even if they're not in the same industry as you.
Right. So, you know, it's really admirable to say that you've done things on your own. I think we all love to hear those success stories that say, yeah, you know, it was just me. I had no help. I had no support. I did it all on my own. And honestly, that's the hardest way to do it. You know, I'm as admirable, as glorified as the story may be, as dramatic as the story may be, you know. You can do whatever you want to do faster if you have help.
Yeah.
That's just the reality of things, right? So I think getting out of ourselves and the pride aspect of everything, like, I know it takes a lot to ask for help, I really do, but there are people out there that are willing to lend you their services and their expertise and everything that they've learned with sometimes for free.
But don't go looking expecting it to be free.
Exactly, because you get what you're looking for when you do that. So yeah, invest in yourself. That's a very, very big thing that I feel like millennials struggle to do. Paying for coaching, paying for a therapist, which is very much needed when it comes to internal issues that you're struggling with, and you may not know the tools, how to get through them, you may not have anyone to talk to. But this brings us to your personal struggles. So inner struggles, inner battles that you feel may stop you or have stopped you in the past?
I guess coming from the background of being of Haitian descent, if you're not a doctor, lawyer, engineer, then you haven't accomplished much, right?
Mm-hmm.
Quote unquote. But for me, I like you mentioned earlier, it's all about perspective, right? How you look at something. If I'm able to provide for my family and make more than what my expenses are and provide for myself and leave something behind for my children, then I feel like that's a success, right?
Right.
Something that I struggle with is failure. I don't want to be a failure. Who would want to be a failure?
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's something that I struggle with. I would say not day to day because I try to fight through it, but that's something I struggle with.
So failure is like a big thing, right? So everyone says, you know, I have a fear of failure. I like to think that failure is, I would like to say, a myth. I'm going to throw it out there. I think failure is a myth. I believe that people are not failures. I believe people fail. But it's how you get over your, you know, what you failed at. You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you start anew? How do you pick yourself up? How do you continue the journey after you essentially have failed? And it's okay. You know, you're going to learn from your mistakes, hopefully. So what I'm going to ask you right now is, what do you think, what would you define a failure as?
A failure. Well, that's not so black and white, is it?
It's very gray. Yes.
Well, a failure. I guess someone who sets out to do something and doesn't accomplish it. Wait. I wouldn't. Wait, is that a failure or a failing?
It's failing. See? Yeah. So I think it's perspective, right? And I think we get so caught up in the word failure. And I think we are confusing it with failing. Honestly, you failed. That's what you did. So now what? You know, it's not end all be all. It's not, I don't have another chance. It's not, that was my last shot. No, you failed. You tried something. It didn't work out. Now you have to go back to the drawing board and figure out a better way to do something that you failed at, you know?
Yeah, and I believe that there's countless people who have been through the same issues or struggles that you've gone through. And I think it's just as easy as, like, Googling it.
Yeah, definitely.
Just as easy.
Definitely.
How do I start a tax company? Just that easy.
Right.
I believe.
Right. It's work. And I think the greater work is working on you, right? So your ideas of success, your ideas of failure, your habits of picking yourself up when you fall. You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you overcome the inner guilt and failure, if you will? How do you get past that? You know what I'm saying? Like, what tell us some of your successful tips to help you get past things and, you know.
For me, when something doesn't go my way or fail, I look back on it and see what could I have done better to accomplish my goal, or what was the turning point that led me to
right
fail,
you know? Right.
And once I figure out what that is, then I go back to the drawing board and just try again. You know, a lot of times we always see these success stories where we just see the highlight. This person was poor, now they're rich.
Right.
We don't see how many times in between where they failed.
Janal, you've taken us through the trajectory of your success path, your life, where you started wanting to be a pro ball player, and now you do the opposite, right? nothing,
yeah.
No track towards football. You decided to leverage your intellectual talents and capitalize on them. And so, do you have any final thoughts for anybody? It could be someone out there who only has plan A.
Oh my goodness.
You know, what can you give to the plan A's and no plan B?
You know what's funny that you say that? Because I'm always like, plan A is going to work. Plan A is going to work because if I put all my eggs into plan A, then there's no way that it's not working.
Right.
That's not reality.
Yeah.
Especially not in that circumstance, trying to just play professional sports. It's just not for everyone. But there's always plan B, C, D, E, and F. There's so many different opportunities that you can get into. I don't even really know where to start for myself. I know I want to have at least 7 sources of income, mm-hmm. Like the average millionaire. Right now I'm at, let me see, taxes, public adjusting, personal training, but not so much. And do we get paid for this podcast? No. We don't get paid for this podcast. No.
Possibly. Okay. Possibly. Have your own. I'm kidding. Start your own.
I'm kidding. I'm sure by the time you guys hear this, Mike is going to be a household name anyway. But I'm a few. Oh, and real estate investing. So 4 sources of income. I'm just three shy, and then I'm on my way to being a millionaire. So you don't necessarily need professional sports to be successful,
right?
And you're not a failure if you don't make it.
Right.
There are other avenues that you can do or go to.
Right. So thank you so much for being here. Thank you for lending your perspective and your story. I do believe these are the day-to-day stories that we need to hear from people that we grow with, because we have hidden gems right in our backyards.
Your average Joe,
but not so average. If you learn anything from today, just know that failure is a mindset, right? It can be changed. So think about how you're failing and learn from it, right? You can always change your situation. Nothing is infinite but death. And I know I got really deep on that, but I'm just trying to paint a picture for everyone who feels like this is the end. There's no way I'm going to be able to come back from this. It's all up to you.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. Do what you want to do to make you happy. If you're not in a situation where you're happy, get out of that situation.
I'm an advocate for quitting. I'm not sure if people are going to just up and quit. You know, I know that's I was in a certain position that lended me to be able to do such things. But like, if you're not happy, bro, sus, you don't have to continue doing something you're not happy with. Just find what makes you happy and find what will make you successful, whatever you define success to be. So thank you so much for being with us. And we just fist pumped for those who cannot see us. Tune in to Millennials on the Move for all things career and success.